My name is Zach LaPerriere. I'm a woodworker and small-scale logger here in Sitka. Sitka has been home since 2000, but I grew up in Ketchikan during the heyday of large-scale clear-cut logging. Over two decades have passed since the pulp mills closed, and those jobs are gone, but the state is still playing these same corporate welfare games with the timber industry. Last month, the U.S. Forest Service announced that it chose a full exemption as the preferred alternative for the Alaska Roadless Rule, despite the massive showing of public support for keeping the rule on the Tongass. A full exemption from the roadless rule isn't just a mistake because of how it would harm our existing visitor and commercial fishing industries. It's also, frankly, bad economics. A few weeks ago, Taxpayers for Common Sense released a study showing that Tongass timber sales have cost taxpayers nearly $600 million over the last two decades. They also found that repealing the roadless rule from the Tongass would only increase this trend of wasting taxpayer dollars. Why are our political leaders so insistent on subsidizing this outdated economic model? We've been coming together to say this. We hunt here. We fish here. We recreate in these woods. Many of us, myself included, making our living from the forest. Many of these forest-supported livelihoods are sustainable. Fishing, hunting and guiding, wildlife tours, or in my case, one-of-a-kind hand-turned bowls from dead and downed trees. I am positively not against a homegrown logging industry in Southeast Alaska. In fact, I am a proud part of it. However, the timber industry needs to be aligned to the timescale of the slow-growing forest. I want to see local guitar makers using Sitka spruce, local carpenters crafting furniture from beautiful old growth. I would love for builders to be able to walk into the hardware store and buy local wood for their projects. We need to do value-added processing here in our region instead of shipping our trees to Asia for the commodity market or to Washington for suburban fence pickets. We need to honor these trees and let the woodwork tell their stories. Trying to revive an era of industrial-scale clear-cutting just does not do our forests any justice. It doesn't do justice to future generations, and it doesn't do any kind of justice to local small-scale timber operators and woodworkers who are dedicated to sustaining our livelihoods and our natural environment for years to come. These sustainable economies and futures won't be handed to us. We have to create them. That is why I'm going to the Forest Service's Alaska Roadless Rule public meeting on Tuesday, the 12th, at 5 p.m. in Centennial Hall, to speak for a truly sustainable future for our forests. My name is Zach LaPerriere.